Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 81.50, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Let me make sure the bills are paid because cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money, Nikki. I'm going to kill you. Temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one can have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222. People, we have a very, very important guest here. When this whole NIL thing took place, everybody was thinking the same thing. What direction are we going to go? We needed some thinkers. We needed some doers. We have a doer on the line. Mark Spiegel, thanks for joining us on 93.9. How's it going, man?
Guys, it's an honor. I didn't know if my walk-up music was Wu-Tang, but I'll take it.
Listen, if this whole interview went to the ground, you have just made our producer the happiest man alive.
That's a
because
fact.
We were going to kill him for making that you're welcome.
I'll take it. I remember I had that album when I was an early teenager, and I remember one of my trips to Europe, I brought that CD with me. So I was a big Wu-Tang fan back in the day.
Oh, well thank you. The tension is relaxed. Okay, so Mark, we hear about NIL. Everybody's thinking the same thing. Some people are active. Some people are kind of wondering. Some people kind of kick the tires around. You seem like one of the people who just said, okay, hey, let's come up with a game plan. Let's move forward. Kind of take us back to your name, image, and likeness. You see the University of Louisville and kind of how you got into it.
Yeah, so obviously, like any fan who follows, especially the collegiate game over the last year, you know, NIL has been a dominant conversation, and you know, I too had wondered a lot about it, and obviously, you know, some people are doing it the right way, some people are already making news for doing it the not so right way, but you know, long story short, I was at an Atlanta Hawks Charlotte Hornets game. I live in Atlanta, probably 5 or 6 weeks ago. Supporting Montrez and Terry Rozier, and I happened to be sitting next to we'll leave the name out, but from Auburn, he'll probably be one of the first two or three choices in the draft. And I was sitting next to him and his father, and I jokingly said, you know, you're obviously going to have to take a pay cut when you sign your first rookie contract. And he started laughing and said, you know, the university didn't take care of us, but there's others around who did. And so you fast forward 3 days, I'm listening to local radio in Atlanta and hear an interview from the University of Georgia spring football game of, I believe it was the Capital City Collective. And I had never really heard the word collective before. And so, like anybody today, I go ahead and I start Googling on my phone while I was driving. My wife will kill me for that, but at least I didn't have my daughter in the car with me.
Fair enough.
And, you know, started reading about collectives and then had learned that there wasn't one that had been formed yet for U of L. So my background, obviously, is an entrepreneur and starting a technology company and growing up, huge fan, being in and around sports, felt like it was a good blend and you know, noodled it for a few days. And obviously my wife kind of, she very much encouraged me, like, you know, let's do it. Let's do it. This is perfect for you. And started making some phone calls, and here we are, you know, just not even 2 months later, and we announced the formation of 502 Circle today. So couldn't be happier, couldn't be more excited about what lies in the future.
Okay, so when you first said I'm going to be a doer in the NIL collective world, did you feel like you were catching up, you know, because a lot of people, like, again, if you Googled it and you read other universities, or was it good to have kind of a soft blueprint from other schools to say, okay, this is how they're doing it, these are the hurdles that I may be able to avoid or may encounter? Kind of go through your urgency level. Did you feel like you were catching up, or was it good to have some other blueprints?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. We obviously were not first movers, so we would be silly if we didn't learn from, you know, the mistakes that some have already made, but also learn the good things that are happening. And several of the other collectives are doing some really positive things for their community, their businesses, but also benefiting the student athletes in some of them large ways. So it has been kind of good to be able to learn from them. I've had conversations with many of them, in fact. Mm-hmm. People seem to be pretty open about sharing,
right,
you know, the trials and tribulations. So, you know, what we're going to do is we're not going to rush. We're going to do things the right way. We're going to do things and be very forward-thinking and do whatever we can that we feel like best creates value and benefits the student athletes, but also the businesses and community that we're a part of.
Talking with Mark Spiegel of the 502 Collective. Well, let me ask you this question. You talk about other guys, you know, seeming to be open, so it doesn't seem like they're the competition, the collective competition, for lack of a better phrasing, it has gotten in the way. What are some hurdles or things that you are going to need people to be aware of to be able to participate? Because right now, I hear Mark Spiegel, I hear 502 Collective, I want to be a part of it. You know, is it still in the infancy stages where you just say, okay, wait till we have all of the infrastructure ready, or is it like kind of open for, or is it a soft opening? Is it tradable stock? You know, kind of, where do we stand as a community? That's interesting.
Yeah, no, good question. So we're building out the infrastructure. It won't be too long of a build out. So the good news is that we're going to make several announcements over the next 2+ months. So hopefully you all will invite me back on your show when we make those. But some of those are going to be when the fans and supporters and businesses can actually get financially involved. And we're going to make that extremely easy. Again, utilizing technology, it should not be complex for people who want to get involved to get involved. And we're going to make that commitment to everybody. So I'd say right now, if people are ready to open up their pocketbooks, hang tight for a second, but not too long.
Talking with Mark Spiegel of 502 Collectives. Listen, all doers, this is a general rule, doers like yourself, they don't need to be invited. They call. Listen, you'll have my number. You call me and let me know when you need to make an announcement. Was there anything behind the August date, or did that just feel like a comfortable rollout date?
Yeah, I mean, it was comfortable from a development standpoint, but wanted to make sure that we were up and going in time for the fall semester and the athletic season to start. I think, you know, everybody is very excited about where things are trending. I think we've obviously last week had some, solidifying our athletic director with Kenny Payne, but also with upward trajectory in the football program, and so many of the other programs are doing quite well. So we wanted to make sure that we were up and going, coinciding with the start of the year. But, could we go a little faster? Maybe, but again, it's more important for us not to skip steps and do things right and really create the brand that people are excited to be a part of. Everybody, you know, we all share an affinity for U of L, but in creating the circle, we want to invite people into that circle and want to make sure that when they're ready to come in, that we're ready to receive them appropriately.
Speaking of brand, let me clean up something I've been saying. 502 Circle, or 502 Collective, is actually 502circle.com.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so is there an original founding father number, or do you just kind of reach out and find people who may be interested? You know, or is there, you know, are we talking, without going too much into detail, was it easy just to get people who say, okay, this is, we're going to help in making the decisions, or is it kind of a single head of 502 Circle?
No, I mean, there's going to be multiple people. This is not about me. You know, and stealing what our new basketball coaches said, it's not me. I'm just the one to kind of put the puzzle pieces together. But, you know, for businesses that want to get involved or individuals that are going to want to get involved, you know, those things will be very easy, and they'll be online, very easily clickable, and I'm sure that if people are struggling with that, we will make sure that they can get in touch with somebody to guide them in the right direction. But Marcus, I have to say, I actually have your station programmed in my car in Atlanta, and every time I hear the intro, I think back to the game, the UNC game, where Bill Raftery is commenting on you, and I was one of those people at the game, Freedom Hall. And it gets me excited about those old memories. So I only wish that I could have had the hops like that.
Listen, have you tried to find yourself in the crowd at all? Because I feel like the camera did a good job of panning the audience.
Right.
You know what's interesting is the cameras were directly behind me. I sat. I was fortunate enough that my father fell into tickets that were directly behind the Traeger family with Republic Bank, right at midcourt. I think fourth or fifth row of the upper deck, and the cameras were always behind me. So, you know, I'm fortunate that the cameras that I'm not sitting there today, because it would see that I'm losing my hair in the back. I would never see my face. But I went to a lot of those games, and you know, just so you all know, and obviously the people involved, I'm one of those kids who, you know, I grew up McCray Brothers basketball camp, Derek Smith basketball camp. Eastern High School, and so this is really an awesome opportunity to do something to give back to the community and bring people together and allow them to get involved in something that so many have fought for so long. Obviously, you know, many of us thought that the student athletes should be getting compensated and have that opportunity. And obviously, within the last year of legislation changing, you know, to be able to put some to put the puzzle together to allow it to happen, allow people to get involved is certainly a blessing for me and those others who are involved in this, in this organization.
Hey, Mark, Steve Rummage here. Kind of a broad question. Just, I'm assuming, you know, what you can speak about. Assuming you chatted with U of L some and different things. Just how receptive and good were those conversations, you know, when you kind of brought this this way?
Yeah, I did, and very receptive. I think, you know, their main concern, as it should be, is obviously complying with state laws and making sure that the NCAA rules are followed. And that's something that I was very clear that we're not going to get close to any gray area.
Yeah.
We're going to do this by the book. We're not going to, you know, we're not getting into recruiting or any of the things that you're starting to see where problems are arising. And so I think that they're very receptive. They want to see the student athletes, you know, do as well as they can. And obviously, I think a lot of people are behind that. But, it was incumbent upon us to get buy-in and forge those relationships, because ultimately, you know, we're all underneath the same bubble in a sense.
Right.
We're talking to the same people and the same, you know, businesses, going to the same games. So we wanted to make sure there was confidence from their perspective in me and in us that we were going down the path that people felt good about.
Well, Mark, I'm sure I speak on behalf of the entire fan base when I say we do appreciate you actually, you know, stepping out there and kind of exploring the uncharted territory. The least I can do is when you come in town and when we're watching the game, let me take you out for a bite to eat or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I never turn down food. My waistline will vouch for that. So, I appreciate it and looking forward. And if you all ever need any guest hosts, you know how to reach me.
Listen, we may hold you to that.
We will do that.
Thank you so much. That is Mark Spiegel of 502circle.com. I think the layout's coming.
Yeah.
I do appreciate it. Looking forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely.
It's big time news, man.
Listen, when we say doers, that's a doer. Mm-hmm. Those are the people who put us on par. When we trot out our teams, our football teams and our basketball teams and everybody else, you remember a name like a Mark Spiegel when it comes to the future of U of A athletics. We'll take a last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150-93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Right now, people, I need you to take a moment. Go open up your Twitter account. Go to 502 Circle. There's a little follow button. Go press that follow button right now. Mm-hmm. Open your Twitter. Repeat. Open and tell your friend. If you have access to your girlfriend or boyfriend or husband or wife's Twitter, take their phone. Go to Twitter on their phone. Stay away from the DMs. Stay away from anything else. You just pick up their phone. You'll gain a lot of trust if you just go say, hey, just for you, make sure we follow this account. 502 Circle on Twitter. Do that right now. Okay. So now that you've done that, now that we got a little more transparency, a little more understanding on a collective. Again, we appreciate Mark Spiegel taking his time to join us. I like being locked in on the. Whenever somebody says, "I have you pre-programmed into the into the race,"
that's cool, man.
Boom.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, so here's the thing. We had Robbie on, legendary TNA, Gail Kim.
Yeah, it's good times today, man.
Mark Spiegel. Mm-hmm. We got to talk about what happened last night.
Ooh.
The conversation from last night. First of all, let me say this, Steve. I get a little squeamish when I get Rhys Gaines on a microphone. Okay?
Fair enough. Our guy, Rhys.
Our guy, Rhys. Yeah. Like, we were roommates, y'all.
Yeah.
Like, we were roommates. When you're roommates with somebody, y'all talk different, okay?
Yes.
So, like, he's there when I get caught in college doing something I shouldn't be doing.
Yes.
Or when I catch somebody else doing something they shouldn't be doing. Like, he knows. We talk to each other on a different level as roommates. So sometimes you put us in an environment where there's microphones and there's other people. I almost want to change my voice. So it's like, okay, Rhys, we're talking in front of people.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
So don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't relax too much. Right. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. I finally got him to join. They made for the Ville. Right. And talking about a couple things, I was trying to be a little, you know, a little tap dancey with my questions a little bit. But hey, you can't help it. He's open. He's honest.
And he's in the room.
Yeah, he's an employee.
He's in the room. So
okay. So there's two conversations I want people to hear. There was two answers, two questions that really, really, really left an impression on me. And it's two answers y'all been looking for. Answers about guards and answers about his role with the team. First, I'll talk about his role with the team because it'll give you a clearer answer or a clearer perspective.
I think you're losing weight. You look good.
Well, thank you, Steve.
I don't know. Sorry. Yeah, just the way you're sitting on it. Felt. I was like, dang.
I'm working on it, Steve.
He's actually losing weight.
Finally?
Yeah.
Oh, you look good. I know you've been saying it for 6 months.
I know. It just hit me, though. I was like, wow.
Yeah. I have tried to get the lab a little
bit. Okay. Yeah, well done.
Okay.
Back to Rhys. Yeah.
So here's the thing. Two answers that left an impression. Rhys, what is your responsibility? And I didn't say responsibility. I said more... a less role, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, Reese paused, right? Mm-hmm. And I got worried too, you know, right then. Like, okay, you know, he's in the room. It's 250 people up at 12:30 at night listening to Reese in a chat room. Mm-hmm. And LLS was in there too. I forgot to tell you that.
Okay.
So.
Our guy L.
Okay.
Still waiting on Mike.
We are waiting on Mike. And everybody else.
I want Mike. I need Mike.
Fair enough. Okay, so.
Shout out Mike James.
I ask about his role, and he pauses, and he says, it's kind of hard to explain. And I'm like, whoa. What do you mean it's hard to explain? This is what he said. He said, everybody in that room has some expertise. Now I'm paraphrasing a little bit.
Yeah.
Everybody in that room has some expertise. Now think about this, people. What he just said is not, listen, if you wanted to laugh like, he's just a former player over there with a job, you could make that joke. Mm-hmm. But you listen to the next sentence he says. They need me to see something on film. I'm there to do the film. If somebody's working out the wrong way or doing something, you know, or need some help over here in the, you know, the weight room or something like that, you know, so-and-so can help out, you know, here and there. So everybody in there has the responsibility to, like Kenny Payne said, put the kids first.
Yeah.
What do they need over there? Okay, he needs to, and again, I'm not saying particular roles. These are just examples because everybody has particular rules about what they can do, you know, what part of the actual team.
Not breaking any. Yeah.
Yes. So I'm just kind of giving an overview on everybody over there is doing the jobs that they're allowed to do, mm-hmm, to make sure the team is first. There are no individual agendas. That's why Kenny Payne says, I have to hire people I trust, the family I trust, that all are going to put the kids first.
Yes.
It's not lip service. Uh-huh. So Reese is answering this question at 12:30 at night on Mayfieldville and explaining to people, you do your part or whatever it is. It's a very thoughtful answer. Went on to say.
Great answer.
He gave this example. He said, listen to me closely, people. He said, if Russ Smith is in the building, he's a coach too. Mm-hmm. So if Russ Smith is in there explaining to L. Ellis, hey, man, you have to see this. Let's just say Russ is over there getting treatment.
Yeah.
And he comes into the practice room and sees him. Do you know how egoless it would be for Kenny Payne to have his rolled up program and be, you know, running a whole practice and Russ Smith is in there and says, hey, L, let me, you know, because he knows Russ wouldn't disturb the practice if it wasn't important enough to disturb the practice. Like, that's the trust.
Yep.
To Reese, Russ, Milt, Nolan, nobody's going to say anything wrong. So I don't have to say, hey, stop talking to Russ and come over here. And, you know, like, I know Russ knows when LL's needs full attention.
Yeah.
Or Russ can tell you something that maybe I don't see right now. Mm-hmm. So shoot over there, listen to what Russ has to say, go back, you know, like.
Yeah. There is a caveat to this, though. He doesn't. Okay, and get what I'm saying here. Kenny Payne, he doesn't have to do that because of Kenny Payne is only going to let somebody that he doesn't trust walk through those doors. So that way I don't have to worry about it.
Yes.
Because if there's somebody that wasn't trustworthy, they wouldn't be in these.
Yes.
They wouldn't be in the gym.
Yes. And again, this is just an example. Reese says,
it's a great example.
If Russ is in here, he's like a coach too.
Yeah.
So he's not like in here. He's not a distraction.
No.
You know, everybody's doing their part to put the team first.
And you have a duty to family.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is what even Robbie Valentine was trying to explain. Like, our collective energy is for the team. What do you need from me? What do you need from Russ? What do you need from Robbie? What do you need from everybody to make sure these 12 guys are successful?
Mm-hmm.
Right? From Danny to Nolan to Josh to Stephanie, everybody over there. Okay. So he gives that first answer about roles and responsibilities. Now,
that's a great answer too.
Now, I intentionally saved this question for last. Say, Reese, you're over there. I know you hear the streets. Streets want to know about the guard play.
Which, can I throw this in really quick on the last one? Really, it's also, I think it's okay to say, it should be, even to an extent, who they're talking with.
Mm.
We've heard Sidney Curry chats a lot with Julius Randle right now.
Allegedly, we've heard.
We don't know
that to be true.
It's, well, I mean, there's nothing against it, you know, but I mean, it's even, hey, man, I'm going to put you in touch with people. Can you pay in on those phone calls?
Right.
So it's.
So help people who I trust
to
help.
Yes. So that makes it that team effort. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Guards, yeah.
Guards. I say, Reese, I say, you over there, you hear the streets. Reese, you're a point guard, you know? Mm-hmm. There is, and people should understand when I ask Reese this question, if this team is successful instantly, guess who's the first to get plucked?
Mm.
The University of Louisville did it.
Yep.
We went to Florida's Reese Gaines in the football world. What do we say? Oh, let's go get some ground floor guys that we can pluck away for cheap. Not saying Reese Gaines will do it, but Reese is gonna entertain, you know, if we have an awesome turnaround and somebody's gonna say, okay, he was in the film and he was, you know, he helped do this and he's aware of the inner workings of what Kenny Payne just did. Hey, y'all kick the tires on that Reese Gaines guy and see if he's, you know, available to move elsewhere. He has as much riding on the success of this program as anybody. And this is just a Reese. Like I said, and this holds true to everybody over there. Reese, streets want to know what's up with the guard situation. He paused maybe 10, 12 seconds, which is an eternity when you ask somebody a question.
Yeah.
He went into full thinking mode. Said, M, he said, what he is doing and the focus right now, what Kenny Payne is focusing on right now over what he's building, he is so focused on the attitude and culture, M, that I don't care about a guard for what he's trying to accomplish. Like, that's a big statement, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a point guard guy talking here. You know, this is a guy. Ego says, I'm a point guard. Mm. You know, it's like asking a quarterback, what's the most important position on a football field? And a quarterback saying, the coach's mentality.
It's like, yeah.
What?
I know.
What?
Mm.
No, you're supposed to say quarterback.
Yeah.
Reese actually says, no, it does not matter about the point guard with what Kenny Payne is working on right now. The conditioning, the culture, the attitude is what he's focusing on. So I'm like, first of all, I'm like, it's very mature of you. You see what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That was just thoughtful, you know what I'm saying? And then second of all, I'm like, part of me wants to, okay, you and I, sometimes we get sucked into the Kenny Payne haters.
Sure.
Conversation. Mm-hmm. That's why I started the show with there's not this team of Kenny Payne haters.
Yeah.
Because you and I end up doing battle lines all the time. So you almost get addicted to contentious conversation.
Yeah. And you realize you're like, you're not fighting nobody.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right. Like, where's the fight? Who's fighting, you know what in this conversation?
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's not a fight. You know? So then I'll say, okay, well, maybe, you know, people are going to say that, oh, he's just saying that because.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say to myself, I say, if somebody gives you that answer and you believe them, it's not a fight.
Yeah.
And if somebody says, oh, that's just him, you know, I'm just like, okay, his resume says he's one of the best recruiters in college of the last 10 years. Now, Marcus, are you going to argue with somebody that, hey, Kenny Payne didn't forget how to recruit? Are you going to argue with somebody about that? So when you talk arguing about guard play or something, or getting guards and getting things, it's like, Marcus, you're about to start arguing without the base knowledge that the biggest doubter of Kenny Payne as a head coach, even they conceded that he's going to be able to recruit.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't recruit well, it's probably because of something he is doing different, which is, who knows if he's doing something different. Like, yeah, his job is a head coach now, not a recruiter, not a talent developer guy. You know, now he's big picture caretaker of the program. So, yeah, those two things are, you know, just really, really great conversation, you know, that I had with him last night.
Yeah, and again, like I said, that's somebody who's in the room right now. So it's just it's awesome. I really love, and like I said, the guard thing, that's a great answer too. I guess for me, I'm just, you know, I was chatting with Blankenbaker this morning, and, and we were like, you know, hey, we believe this backcourt's probably top four in the ACC.
Front court.
Jeez,
you did it again.
I know.
I purposely tried not to correct you on that. And by the way, thank you, Mark, for not correcting me about 502 Collective. Like, Why was I just addicted and saying 502 Collective?
I know, you get it in your brain, and it's like, so I was like, okay, if we all believe that, and I think everybody to a man believes that, and it could be higher.
As far as a top three.
Four.
I said four,
yeah.
Front court.
Yeah.
Because again, the conversation yesterday when, I forgot who was on the phone in particular, Harold.
Yeah.
I think it was Harold. I said, okay, Harold, If you brought Brandon Huntley in, and you brought Imani Bates in, that makes Sidney Curry at power forward. Where would you put him on like I said, at a power forward at his position?
Yeah,
he's top five. So even without those two, Sidney Curry is a top five power forward. Like those three, you would have to assume is a tournament team, right?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And I was like, if you felt
that, and that was just three players we named.
Yeah. I'll even say five if you wanted me to. You felt like you got a top five front court. And then I say, okay, now in the back court, you have L. Ellis, Mike James, Kamari Lance, Devin Rhee. And everybody at this point is pointing to Imani Bates coming to Louisville. Do you need anything else after that? I mean, like, sure. I mean,
nice to have.
I mean, hey, I'm the guy. I mean, like and, I said, and, if they could get Courtney Ramey,
and give your disclaimer again. It's year one.
Well, it's just specific for this season.
And if
you're not that far off.
Listen, be skeptical or be honest with yourself. You think out of four point guards we went after, don't you think at least one of them said they believe the negative recruiting that Louisville might not be in a tournament?
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, okay. I guarantee out of five guys you go after, somebody was talked into fear of not being in a tournament.
I mean, probably.
Yeah.
Or Gonzaga's probably going to be preseason number one or two. Texas is going to be preseason 15.
And, like, I don't want to get into us versus Gonzaga a conversation because I'm like, listen, Gonzaga, don't make me do this because I'm gonna sound like just a hater of the year. They're gonna be able to play 12 guys because their schedule. They're gonna play about seven out of conference games that are awesome. Then they're gonna go back to the West Coast. You know what they're gonna do? They're gonna pulverize 17. It's gonna be like a Kentucky schedule. They're gonna pulverize 17 or. If any team beats Gonzaga, like Notre Dame did with Kentucky, they're going to pull them off the schedule.
Just play Duquesne. It's Duquesne's on the way up. You know, it's like,
Did you put that in the Sports Center? That
which one?
The University of Kentucky removed Notre Dame from their schedule.
Okay, wait. I thought they were revisiting that.
They did. They were like, we're going to go ahead and push that back here.
Canceled. What? You're using the C word, man.
Revisited.
You just coddled that one.
See what Nikki just did?
I thought they just pushed it back. Rothstein said. They pushed it back to like a later date.
I couldn't have paid Nikki to handle that better.
Did I just drink some Kool-Aid?
Why do you think they decided to revisit the Notre Dame game?
Because no one wants any of Mike Bray's hands.
Had nothing to do with Notre Dame coming in and beating them in Rupp, 2 years and turn around and beating them at Notre Dame.
We have seen a history of every team that dares to beat Kentucky in Rupp instantly be removed.
Did you know, while you're saying, oh, they're revisiting it, do you realize what they're revisiting, right? They want that game to be neutral now.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That means Cal is like, oh, wait a minute now. You beat us here and you beat us there. I don't want to play at home and home anymore. Let's just play somewhere else. Let's just find a middle place.
UK, Notre Dame, the moon.
Yeah, like.
Elon Musk, make it happen.
Yeah.
Did Nikki.
You own Twitter now.
Did Nikki just go, not cancel, revisit it?
Cancel it.
I forgot about the neutral site.
Semantically, Nikki, you're right. But come on. Listen, I'm the one.
I see what you're saying.
I'm the one who begs for nuance. So you're right. You're right. Okay, but understand that I don't have any room for giving you leeway on this one. Like, who I am and who you're talking with does not have any room for leeway. What the hell is that?
Jack is officially off vitality.
Okay. First of all, I have a turkey burger on a cauliflower bun as my main part of my lunch.
Okay.
So I'm not going full terrible.
Love you, Jack.
Jack, you have a pile of
those are
potato wedges.
Those are Indies.
That's not a pile.
Those are Indies level. Hey, everybody, picture.
You have a hillock of starch.
Listen, the buns look like pancakes.
No, I'm not. No, it's cool.
It is a cauliflower bun.
That does look good.
Yes.
The turkey sandwich does look good.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, that's an improvement over.
Yes.
It's an improvement over. I used to eat at least twice as many of those fries and like, six wings.
And, Jack, like, but, don't be defensive. Like, we're just giving you a hard time.
I know. I do have to give.
You're doing your good job.
I did falsely accuse Nick and Avery this morning, and they have been vindicated.
Well, Nick tasted it.
What was that?
What was it?
All right, so.
And where'd it come from?
Yes. So I opened my lunch to reheat my turkey burger. I also had some coleslaw in it, and the coleslaw had gotten out of its package and made
a mess. It was you?
So it was me, yes.
Wow.
So I'm betting the knee. I made a mistake, and I am sorry.
Thank you, Jack.
And because it was me, I'm owning up.
It was him.
I appreciate that, Jack. Did we do the Wing Zone read, by the way?
No, but I'll do it. You can play out if you'd like to. Shout out to Wing Zone.
Ooh.
Thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone Catering to the ESPN Louisville studios. And they have you covered for your graduation parties. Try the summertime deal. 20 boneless wings and a large wedge for just $15.99. It's pretty awesome. Order online, wingzone.com. Two area locations, Hikes Point and the Poplar Level Road location at Quarry Center.
I swear to God, between Steve needing to recut that commercial and Nikki having a 30-second pause just to get to the 30-second play out, I have to figure out what's going on with this operation. Because my timing's just.
Remember how professional we were with Gale?
That was awesome.
Nick's like, well, I mean, Kentucky didn't lose. They just didn't score as much as the other team. I don't like to call it a loss. I like to call it a not win.
Postponement of victory.
The tactical withdrawal of victory for self-reflection.
As always, 8150 939 is the number. 3831 939 is the text line. YouTube channel made for the Ville. But that's what Marcus made it. A 939 the Ville.
Did you do before and after? Because I know I did when I broke my thumb.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano of the SportsCenter Update, brought to you by U of L Health, making the impossible possible. That is the power of you. Kenny Payne met up with Andy Katz yesterday. The new U of L coach talked about a litany of topics, including his new coaching staff, and had this to say about the veteran presence of one Danny Manning.
He understands, you know, the game management, which is vital, putting together practice plans and strategies and a philosophy of the way I want to play, sitting down with him and picking his brain and me telling him what I want, how I want it to look. Great partnership.
Heading to the gridiron. Lamar Jackson still not attending Ravens OTAs, as head coach John Harbaugh said on the situation. I expect him to be here for mandatory minicamp. I know he's working hard. Lamar Jackson is a hard worker, so I'm not worried about how hard he's working. I fully expect him to come back in great shape. Your home for the Ravens in Louisville is 93.9 The Ville. Some scores: Celtics topped the Warriors 116-100 in Game 3 of the Finals. Game 4, Celtics-Warriors, 8 p.m. over on ESPN 680-105-7 on Friday. The Bats, they fell to the Knights 15-14. Reds fall to the D-backs 7-0. They'll return to our airwaves and in action with the Cardinals 145 over on ESPN 680-105.7.
Now that sports have officially kicked off, there's only four things missing from your playbook. Four pegs. Looking for great smoked wings?
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.